I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 1st. Hundreds of jurors will be called to a Massachusetts courthouse every day starting today as impanelment begins for the second high-profile murder trial of Karen Reed. About 275 jurors were summoned for each day from today through Friday. If the court's not successful in impaneling the jury, another 243 jurors per day are already summoned for each day next week. Potential jurors will face a three-page questionnaire, which was published by the court today. Questions on the first page include whether the candidates have any preconceived opinions about the case or the law enforcement system. The second page asks whether the candidates have any personal connection to drunk driving, domestic violence, or other violent crime. And on the third page, candidates are asked about their exposure to previous coverage of the case and whether they could stop themselves from consuming news coverage while serving on the jury. Also yesterday, Judge Beverly Cannone limited the defense's use of a third-party culprit strategy and ruled that retired FBI Special Agent Michael Easter cannot be called to testify as an expert for the defense about his criticisms of the investigation into Boston police officer John O'Keefe's death. Hundreds of extra jurors have been summoned for the second trial, and the judge has extended the buffer zone up to 200 feet around the courthouse in Dedham. National Grid, the state's largest gas utility, is being hit with millions of dollars in penalties from Massachusetts for systemic and inexcusable customer service failures. In a letter yesterday, the State Department of Public Utilities scolded National Grid for failing to bill 35,000 customers during the peak winter heating season, only to send multiple months of bills all at once. The state's now ordering the utility not to collect on bills issued more than 60 days late. In a separate action, National Grid is expected to be required to return $15 million to utility customers after Massachusetts regulators penalized the company for a slew of consumer complaints dating back to 2023. The Department of Public Utilities is still reviewing complaints from last year, and more penalties are expected. As many as 3,000 National Grid customers haven't received any bills since October, fueling widespread anxiety about how much they could owe the company. DPU also faulted National Grid for not notifying state regulators right away when it stopped billing thousands of customers last fall. The DPU ordered National Grid to take a series of actions tied to what it called the severe billing errors over the past several months, including customers who receive a bill that's more than 60 days late will not be required to pay it, a policy put in place by the state back in 2013. Those who have already paid will get a refund. Customers who receive bills for multiple months just under the 60-day mark will only be required to pay 10% of the total right away. They'll have 9 months to pay the rest. The down payment required for customers to enroll in budget billing must be reduced from the current $120. Alessandra Crispo from Hanson and Brittany McCormick from Hanover, two South Shore women who vanished without a trace years ago. But their cases are now back in the spotlight after what appears to be a human skull was recovered in early March in woods off Route 3 in Plymouth. According to police reports, a man found the small, discolored, and jawless skull on March 6th while searching for deer antlers. Late last week, law enforcement returned to the woods looking for more evidence. Sandra Crispo disappeared from her home in Hanson 5 years ago. The family of Brittany McCormick finds themselves in the same painful situation. Brittany McCormick was last seen on July 6, 2021, visiting her mother's house. Police have searched for Brittany. Her family is now offering $1,000 in reward money, but there's no sign of her. Brittany McCormick's family is offering a $20,000 reward for information that leads to Brittany's return. They're offering $40,000 to anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest and prosecution of anyone involved in Brittany's untimely death. MBTA fare revenues have seen an unexpected $18 million bump this fiscal year as ridership continues to rebound, according to General Manager Phil Eng. The uptick represents a positive trend for the T, which has struggled to bring ridership back to pre-pandemic levels. Eng says subway ridership is up 24% last month compared to February of 2024, and each of the lines saw a boost in the number of riders. The Green Line made the largest gains, with a 40% increase, followed by the Red Line at 26%, the Orange Line at 19%, and the Blue Line at 4%. Still a long way to go by the MBTA's count. Average weekday ridership last month was about 808,000 system-wide, compared to over 1 million in February of 2019. Meantime, the T faces a gaping operating deficit to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. But the trends seem promising. According to Eng, fare revenue has exceeded budget projections by $18 million so far this year, which began back in July. He chalked the success up to growing ridership, better fare collection, and more reliable service. Well, sports betting in Massachusetts is big business, but now lawmakers are proposing a new bill aimed at setting restrictions on sports gambling. It's called Better Health Act. State Senator John Keenan of Quincy is leading the charge. The bill intends to raise the tax rate on online betting platforms from 20% to 51%, ban sports betting advertisements during game broadcasts, limit how much people can bet each day until gambling opportunities can conduct affordability checks, ensuring that someone has sufficient funds. Sports Betting Alliance, which is the trade association for legal sports books like DraftKings, FanDuel, and BetMGM, released a statement saying raising taxes on sports betting will only drive Massachusetts residents to use unregulated offshore apps that actively flout state gaming law and required consumer protections. Offshore online bookies who pay no taxes already provide better odds for the same games. The tax increase, they say, would make that difference even more drastic. There will be a committee hearing on the Better Health Act bill in the coming months. The Thomas Crane Public Library and Quincy Center will be presenting another Quincy 400 lecture series this evening, this time focusing on the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. Historian Rick Dismaris will be presenting Battle Road 250th Anniversary, Concord, and the Siege of Boston. Tonight's talk will commemorate the 250th anniversary of the battle that started the American Revolution. Dismaris will speak about the rides of Paul Revere and William Dawes, who warned that the British were coming. He'll also speak about the fabled shot heard round the world at Concord's Old North Bridge. The free lecture is part of a series at the library to mark the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution and the 400th anniversary of Quincy's founding as a settlement. Tonight's event runs from 6:30 to 7:30. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 417 points. The NASDAQ dropped 23, and the S&P rose 30. Asian stocks mostly higher today, after U.S. stocks swayed higher as President Trump's fast-approaching Liberation Day tomorrow sends stock markets swinging sharply worldwide. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil is up to $71 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Grizzlies 117 to 103. They'll be taking on the Heat at the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 8-5. That series continues in Baltimore tomorrow night at 6:35. The Bruins are hosting the Capitals tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, turning partly cloudy with a high of 53. For tonight, cloudy at a low 41. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, cooler, high of 46. Some showers on Thursday, a high of 64. Friday, partly cloudy and a high 68. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, northwesterly winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect today. High tide at 2:31 p.m. Sunrise 6:25, sets at 7:10. And a traffic note, Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 1st.